This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. Thursday, what is up, the Eddie Scazzeri? A couple minutes after 5 o'clock, across from me, Al. What's up, Al?
Good morning there, Jerry.
How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
I gotta tell you, a day like today is the day when I know I couldn't do 4 hours sports talk.
Oh,
like,
today's actually an easy day.
No, but you would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
I would.
Why would you think that?
Because I think on a normal day, the Pete Alonso thing would be 4 hours. I think today there's so much you can discuss, it doesn't have to be.
But here's my problem. It will be.
I don't think so.
I bet you if you just drop the needle, as they say, throughout the day on here, when you turn on the radio station, Pete Alonso.
Well, that's two different.
The midday guys are full-time.
They're baseball guys.
Baseball guys. Evan loves baseball in the Mets.
Right, but if you're doing 6 to 10 and doing 4, 5 to 9 like right now. Like, if I was doing 6 to 10 today,
yeah.
If I was filling in for someone,
yes,
it wouldn't be 4 hours of Pete Alonso. It just wouldn't. The first segment would, for sure. And then if people wanted to call about it in the last segment, yes. But there's so much going on in the NBA and the NFL.
I agree.
I'm mixing a lot in today.
I hope so.
But Alonso's a story.
I know, but my problem with the Alonso story is, the story is, he's back.
Yes.
I don't know what people are going to do talking for 4 hours.
So
about
now
it.
That he is, well, again, I wouldn't do 4 hours on it, but I do think there are different ways to attack it from the standpoint of the contract is actually done now, because 2 weeks ago we didn't know if there would be. We had Steve Cohen basically saying we moved on. So this thing has taken a bunch of different twists and turns, and now we finally came to the stop sign and it's done. Now we look forward. Now you can start to envision what the lineup looks like, pitchers and catchers in a week. There's a feel of baseball for one day. You can do that kind of stuff. You can think and imagine a Mets, Dodgers, NLCS. There's a lot of different ways you can go about looking at this. I wouldn't do 4 hours on it, but it's a story.
It is a story, but the story is, it's like when on Twitter or X, a newspaper article, there's like, Mets sign Pete Alonso, 2 years, $54 million.
Sure.
Story below. Well, that's the story. You just gave it to me.
Well, there is. There's also the opt-outs, the negotiating, how they got there. You know, it's funny. I went and got my haircut yesterday, good old Prime Barbershop in Middletown. You walk in, and it's what sports radio is. They're yelling back and forth at each other about sports.
About the Mets, Pete Alonso.
About everything. And it's nonsensical. It's stupid. But that's what we do. The difference is, here we turn microphones on and do it.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, they were like heated in the barbershop.
About what?
About their Super Bowl take.
Oh, okay, Super Bowl takes.
Yes. But that's, you know, and it's all nonsense. Everything we do is nonsense.
No, I know. I'm just saying, there's sometimes a story, like this Pete Alonso one's going to be a classic example. This is going to dominate the radio station today, and I don't know This is where my inability, I'm telling you, Jerry, I don't have ability.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you talk about this for 4 hours, and it will happen.
Of course it will. And it will, from like you said, from 10 to 2, it will.
And then Evan's not going to be able to resist. He does a Rico Bronya podcast about the Mets. The Mets, Jose Reyes passes gas, and they do an emergency show.
Yes, they do.
It's like crazy to me.
I don't think it's wall-to-wall as much as you think, because from this standpoint, you had some NFL things that happened yesterday. Okay. You had Malik Nabers spoke yesterday. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers spoke at the Phoenix Open yesterday.
By the way, I saw I scour the news, Jerry. Yeah. I saw nothing about Aaron Rodgers.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll have audio of Aaron Rodgers coming at 6:30. So nothing that it's not earth shattering, but he did talk on camera. So there are different segments that can be done that are not baseball related. Now, if you told me that we came in here this morning and the Yankees traded Aaron Judge.
Correct.
That would be four hours, nonstop, nothing else matters. This is a lead story, but there are other stories to get to.
Even if Pete Alonso went somewhere else, I think that's a more four-hour show.
I hear you. But again, I don't think it is today. I know what you're saying, and you might be right. I don't think it is. I think it's a fun way to start a show. I think it's there's clarity and a finality to this now. Yeah. The Met fan can move on. Joe Beningo's got his guy back. All good. I don't think it's 4 hours wall-to-wall of Pete Alonso.
Do you think Boomer can come in this morning taking credit for an I told you so moment from last Friday?
It did happen within a week.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you the afternoon show was having fun at his expense yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Mocking him.
Did they do a bad tiki about it?
Oh, I don't know. They still do that?
They do.
Oh, God. Do they really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay. Because I was driving to the Rutgers game. We had a nice 8:30 tip, which was just awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, God. Whenever we have these games, I think of you and Eddie. Like, I'm sitting there at 8 o'clock waiting to do the pregame show, and I'm thinking, Eddie's been asleep for 2 hours, and you're drooling on yourself at that point.
Yeah, I actually did think of you last night, because I was having a hard time falling asleep for whatever reason. And I was in my bed counting the hours. I'm like, wait a minute. And then, because I'm like, oh my gosh, if I don't fall asleep soon. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Jerry's game hasn't tipped off yet.
I know, exactly.
And he's in an arena somewhere.
I was, yes. So 8:30 was the start. All was good. I lost what I was saying.
Oh, you were saying, I was asking, can Boomer still take credit? You said you were listening to.
So driving to the arena, they just kept dropping little hints about, you know, well, he was going to sign last Friday, wasn't he, Boomer? Ha, ha, ha. And so now it happens. Can he take credit? I think he can take partial credit.
I think so, too.
I think so.
We had him gone,
yes.
Pete Alonso, because, as you said, Steve Cohen made it seem like, we're moving on.
Yeah.
We're out of this. You know, it's kind of weird. Now, Pete Alonso still got a lot of money. I'm sorry.
$30 million for a year is a lot of money.
Is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But something feels off with Scott Boras these days. Like, he is not... He is... Like, there didn't seem to be any really serious contenders for Pete Alonso.
There weren't.
And he didn't get a long-term deal.
So this is what I think, a couple of things. Number one, Pete Alonso had a bad Pete Alonso year last year. Number two, he's an older player. So I think if you're another team and you're going to sign him, you're not giving him 7 or 8 years based on what you saw last season and his age. So that's one. Two, he made it very known. Alonso did. He wanted to be a Met. So if you're another team, do you want to get used? The Blue Jays, I'm sure, feel like they were used a little bit. And supposedly, by a couple of things I read, they went back to Toronto a couple of times. You know, the Reds had some sort of interest, but did they really, knowing he wanted to be a Met? So I think it's a weird situation, because Alonso tipped his hand so early that, you know, I don't know if I would have fooled around with trying to sign him.
Man, we are just dominating Canada right now, hitting them with tariffs, Jerry. Although, I learned out we're paying for the tariffs. I'm still a little confused by that, but it feels like I should still say they're booing our national anthem, and we took Pete Alonso back.
By the way, did they boo it when the Knicks were there the other night? We forgot to check.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't see it as a story.
I didn't either, so maybe they didn't.
They caved already?
I don't know.
You got to keep booing.
I do not know. I don't know.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, so I think Boomer can take credit for that. I think Scott Boras, and there is not a story about this or a tweet about this that doesn't use the phrase, Pete Alonso decided to bet on himself.
Oh, I can't stand that. I'm so tired of that phrase. Exactly. He did that last year. How'd it work out? He lost. I know he's getting $30 million this year. I get it. Pete Alonso wanted a 7-year, $220 million deal, not 1 year for 30.
Here's where you can use the term, I bet on myself. Pete Alonso is not taking a salary, but if he hits 40 home runs, he'll be paid $50 million. That's betting on yourself.
Yes, I also think, the Judge one was a good one too, because the Yankees did offer, and I know the Mets offered Alonso a big deal prior to him hiring Boras,
yeah.
So I guess you can make the case it's somewhat similar. But the Yankees did offer Aaron Judge right before that last season a really nice contract, although not as big as he got, and he said no. And went on a tear that year, as we know.
That's true.
So I think in that case, it applies as well. The one thing I don't like are these player options. So, if he sucks next year and is in serious decline, I'm good. I'll come back for $24 million next year.
Yeah, wahoo, huh?
And yet, if he goes out and hits 40 home runs, he's going to opt out for a better deal. It's like it's never a benefit to the team. Never.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Especially in baseball where the salaries are completely guaranteed.
If Steve Cohen really had the upper hand here, he'd say no.
Right.
Get lost.
So I would say both sides got what they wanted. The Mets got a short-term deal and got him back, and Alonso is back with an opportunity if he has a huge season to either go elsewhere or get a new deal.
Gary Cohen said the Mets are now the favorite to win the NL East.
Yeah.
They always were, though, weren't they?
No. No, I don't know that they're the favorite to win the NL East.
Is that right?
I don't. I mean, I don't know that their pitching's good enough.
Mm.
I mean, Juan Soto's great.
Juan Soto!
But I don't know that they're the favorites. I'd love to know what the odds are on FanDuel.
Oh. Cohen made it seem like it was a done deal, Jerry. Winning the NL East.
I mean, you still got the Braves sitting there.
Hmm. Who are their pitchers?
You still got the Phillies sitting there. They're still good teams. There's nothing. I know the Nationals and the Marlins are in the division, but you still have. I don't know. That's an interesting one. I don't know.
You don't have. You're not as cocksure as.
No, I'm not. No.
Gary Cohen is.
No. I think the Mets will be a good team, but I don't know. Let's see. All right, so Vegas has the Mets at plus 170, the Phillies at plus 210.
I'm going to ask a real stupid question here. Which is
oh
more,
no, the Braves are the well. See, what's that?
What makes you the favorite? If, is plus 210 make you more likely to win, or plus 170? I'm confused.
The less number, the less of a payout, which makes you more of the favorite.
Okay.
So if I bet 100 to win 110, as opposed to bet 100 to win 380. The 100 to win 110.
So in that case, the Mets are favored to win.
Yeah, if I'm looking at this right, but I don't see the Braves. I'm trying to find something.
I get so confused by betting lingo.
I understand. If you don't do it every day, it's very easy for that to happen.
When they go plus, minus, well, just tell me what am I getting if I win.
I know. I'm well aware. Let's see. All right, so this has... See, everything I'm looking at still has the Braves ahead of the Mets. But we'll see. Mets at 190. The Mets moved up, apparently, from plus 200 to, actually, I'm seeing to up to plus 180. And every outlet I'm looking at, FanDuel and DraftKings have the Braves at plus 135.
Okay.
So it still has the Braves as the favorite. But that could change. I don't know. Not sure.
Another strange baseball story, though, Jerry, though things about off-the-field baseball, is that banned Yankees fan who interfered with a Mookie Betts. You remember that guy?
Yes.
Capo Bianco was his name, last name.
And they banned him, MLB banned him from all the stadiums.
He's been banned. Well, interestingly, because he did an interview with The Athletic recently, like yesterday.
Why?
Well, the weird thing is, in The Athletic, he said, "I want people to forget about me," which we had forgotten about you until you did this interview with The Athletic.
Right.
He wanted to let us know that... people have been sending him penis pictures and poop in the mail. So he's not been having a good time because people are angry with him.
But why would you be angry with him?
He said Yankee fans love him. He's a hero. But other fans are sending him poop in a box and somehow got his number and are sending penis pictures. And he wants it to stop.
Good luck with that.
He wants it to stop.
Well, just keep blocking every number that comes in.
Right now, again, we had forgotten about him, but he did an interview at The Athletic. So now if I have his phone number, maybe I'll send him a penis picture. I don't know.
I've got my poop in a box.
Yeah. And you can send that too to him.
He actually said in the article that there's a company that will send poop in a box to your enemies.
Poop in a box LLC.
A lot of businesses were hurt during COVID, Jerry, including poop in a box sent to your enemies.
Actually, I think that might have done well.
Are you sitting around bored? What can I do today? Well, you know what? I'll send Jerry poop in a box.
Where do they collect that from?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like...
fake poop?
No, or like maybe somebody owns a farm and they collect cow poop and they'll be like, I'll send cow poop to your enemy for a very small fee.
Could you imagine making those phone calls? You got any extra poop? It's stupid.
I got a guy who wants to send poop in a box, and we are out over here. Do you have anything?
Who's calling? Poop in a box.
Poop in a box.
Wow.
Is very interested.
I mean, the one thing about that that's different from, let's say, what's the guy's name in Chicago? I'm totally blanking out. No sleep. The Cubs guy?
Yeah, Cubs guy.
Him.
Bartman.
Thank you. He didn't, hurt his team in any way, shape, or form. I mean, that was, he hurt himself, and he got ejected, and now he can't go to a stadium. I don't know why other teams' fans would care all that much.
About the Capo Bianco? Yeah, I don't either.
To start doing that stuff?
And
silly.
Maybe he got, are people still sending penis pictures to him in February of 2025?
It certainly sounds like it. They still sending them to you?
Do not send me that, your penis pictures.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
Very strange.
Do not know.
It's a strange world we live in.
I know there were some people, some even around here, that liked that whole story. I was thrilled that the Major League Baseball banned him.
Yeah, I agree. I liked the story, and I was happy to see they banned him.
Stupid.
It was a fun story to come in here in the morning and have a guy who looks like a generic Yankee fan trying to rip a ball out of another Major League Baseball player's hand.
And holding him.
And holding him up.
As the guy's airborne.
Fun. Yeah, that was fun.
Stupid.
That was fun for a while. And I think it was worth getting banned.
He got what he did. No, you know why it's not? Because now if he's a real baseball fan, he's never going back.
Oh, he'll be able to get in.
Facial recognition? I don't know about that. Might you be able to walk into PNC Park? I suppose. I don't know if they have it. But around here, I think it's a real thing.
That'd be great if he tries to sneak into other stadiums and then pulls players from always gets that seat.
The pulling player bandit.
Yeah, the pulling player bandit.
He could probably get into those A's games in Sacramento.
Probably. Although I bet you those do well, right?
So do I.
Because it's a
small, just like the Rays are going to look like they're going to do well at Steinbrenner Field this year.
And it's a unique experience for you to do.
I agree. It might be packed. You never know.
It's going to be jam-packed, Jerry.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.